It's Wednesday, the 16th of November, 2011. My name is Perry. This is my audio boo on day 16 of Napod Pomo. We are over halfway. It's fantastic to think that we actually managed to get this far. I must admit, I did doubt whether I would be able to continue booing and blogging on Napopodmo and Napo Blow Blow Blogmo. You know what I'm blogging and podding, casting on silly names. But anyway, I've managed to get over halfway, which I'm really, really happy with. Tonight, I want to ask a couple of sort of technical questions, if I may. I have a series of domain names, but the one that I tend to use for my email address is my own name, at myownname.com. Now, the problem I've got with this, my hosting company, as I've mentioned before, doesn't offer me IMAP facilities, only offer me POP3, which is very frustrating. I don't particularly want to change hosting companies because I get a very good deal on the VPS package I have with them, and quite happy with the service, etc. So what I was looking at is looking to try and get another solution. One of the solutions I'm thinking is to purchase the Lion server software when I purchase my iMac in a couple of weeks' time, and then either change the MX records on the hosting package to point to my local IP address, or another option that was advised to me was to set up an IMAP on the Lion server, which pulls the emails through from my hosting company, and then on my devices like the iPhone and the iPad, etc., point that to the iMac server rather than changing MX records. Not sure what the best solution is. Perhaps somebody like maybe John or Ruth or Simon might be able to shed some light on it. Another option I was thinking about is a way that I can use my own domain name with iOS 5's iCloud. I know they give you a .me email address, and I've registered Perry Gascoigne at me.com or whatever the email suffix is. But I don't want that. You know, everybody knows my email address. Unfortunately, so does all the spammers. But, you know, I've had my my personal email address now for a long time, so I obviously want to keep that. So I'm just trying to think, what is the best solution? You know, do I go down the route of changing MX records? Do I change my iPhone to point to my computer and server and then onto the MX server? I suppose the easiest thing to do would be to find a hosting provider that offers me IMAP. But I'm happy with what I'm paying for the hosting and the VPS I've got. Unless anyone knows of a very good hosting company that I can just transfer this one email account. I mean, this is the only one I'm really bothered about. I don't get a lot of traffic through the other emails that I couldn't survive on POP3. But on my personal one, you know, I get a lot of emails. And then to sort of delete the spam off my iPhone, and then to have to delete the spam off the iPad, and then going to have to delete the spam off a desktop is frustrating. So if anyone knows of a hosting company that doesn't charge extortionate rates just to have a hosting, an email-only hosting, that might be the way to do it. I have tried doing it via Gmail, but what I'm getting at the moment, which is frustrating, I'm getting two copies of the emails. I'm getting the one that's sent to my own domain name, and I'm getting the one that's been sort of filtered through to Gmail. And invariably, I only get the Gmail ones. And then when I go to apply, I've got to remember to change the from address from the Gmail, but it's just fiddly and time-consuming, and it's like, this is something I expected to be in the sort of the late 90s, not the middle of the sort of the 2010s. So if someone can perhaps give me some suggestions, that would be fantastic. I'm gradually playing catch up on all the boos. I think I'm up to last Thursday's boo now. Some fantastic boos out there. Lovely to hear everyone. I'm not sure I've actually mentioned it, but I'm wishing Jan all the very best. I think this is where I'm at the moment. You're still in a bandage, and Simon's having to do the laundry. Congratulations to Pawari on the job interview. And I think the last bill I listened to was Ruth, and she was telling us about her day going across the Pennines at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I am catching up, and really enjoy listening to John's photographic booze. Got to go. Time's running out. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.